Amen.
Amen. Can I have a seat? Happy hump day. Here we go. We're on Wednesday already. It's moving along. Hey, we've been privileged to have different folks share in chapel this week who I would say are from parachurch organizations who come alongside the church or campus ministries here and work with students. We had Ryan Arndt from Big Life who spoke on Monday, and today Nikki Beyer, who's from Athletes in Action. Does anybody know Nikki Beyer? Yeah. Nikki works with all students, but mostly with student athletes, the soccer, women's soccer team, and others on campus. And so we're so glad to have Nikki with us today. Could you welcome Nikki one more time to Hokala?
Hello. Like you said, my name is Nikki Beyer. I live in Holland here with my husband, Brennan, and our dog, Moose, and our cat, Milo. I am a volunteer assistant coach with the women's soccer team, and I work full-time with the organization Athletes in Action here at Hope College and Michigan State. But I was asked to share a little bit about my story and how I came to know Jesus, and so I'm here to share that with you guys. I did not grow up in a Christian home, so I wasn't really raised with a lot of understanding of the Bible, who God was, didn't know really how to pray, not a whole lot of knowledge. But I would say that my life was very much defined by being a really good kid. I was a great athlete, a good student. I really cared about how people saw me on the outside. And I realized that a lot of my decisions were based off kind of that moral framework. So in high school, I stayed out of trouble, just really did what people expected of me, and really prided myself on that. And then I was recruited to play soccer at the University of Michigan. And when I showed up at Michigan, things changed really fast because the people that I was around, the people that I looked up to and really wanted to be like, were engaged in a lot of different activities. So it was a really big college drinking culture in the athlete community at Michigan. It was a lot of drinking, a lot of hookup culture, and you'd work really hard for 6 days in your sport, in your studies, and then the seventh day was just whatever you want. And so for about a year, that was my life. And come my sophomore year, things were going great on the outside. I was exactly where I wanted to be with soccer. I was a starter, a leading scorer, all Big Ten. Academics were good. Things looked great. But inside, I was so lost, just very confused, because I saw how quickly I changed within a year, that just by who I was around, I was a totally different person. And so I think a lot of my decisions, I was confused at who I was, what the point of my life was. And if you met me then, I would have been giddy and happy and bubbly, but inside I was honestly very, very lost. Like maybe some people in here feel that way right now. But right around that time, I came to an Athletes in Action weekly meeting. Some of my teammates brought me. And as I started to come to these meetings, I met more and more people who were Christians. I'd never really been around people that authentically knew Jesus. They talked about Jesus like they knew him. That was very strange. They said his name with like a sweetness in their mouth. I just had never been around that. And then eventually someone walked me through kind of a gospel presentation. On Monday, you guys saw three circles, a way of just talking about who Jesus is and what he's done. Someone walked me through another way that talked about how God loves us. And she told me that God loved me and he created me very purposefully, like stitch by stitch, knit me together in my mother's womb. He could number the hairs on my head. And I was like, yeah, that's nice. That's really cool. And then she told me that there was this problem that I couldn't experience God's love and I couldn't actually be in a relationship with him. I couldn't know him because of this problem. There's this giant gulf, this big gap between me and God, and that was sin. And I was like, yeah, I believe that too. I really was not experiencing God's love. I didn't know Jesus. Would have maybe called myself a Christian, but I was living in sin. And then she told me that God didn't just leave us there, that he made this solution to sin, that he sent his son Jesus to live this perfect, blameless life without sin and to actually die on the cross, be brutally killed very unjustly. And when he died, he was able to bear the sins of the world And 3 days later, he rose from the grave, defeating death. And we have this opportunity, this response, to repent and to believe in Jesus. And I was like, wow. As she was telling me this, I was processing. I don't think I totally understood. But what I did is I went to the Word. I started reading the Bible and reading what Jesus had to say, what he did, how he lived. And I was just like totally enamored by what I was reading. It was just radical things that I don't think I'd ever opened up before. And I finally got in this position where I was like, Jesus, I want you in my life. I want to turn from my ways and I want to know you. I give up trying my own ways. Everything else isn't working. And then all of a sudden, the Bible made sense. Before it was like gibberish, and then all of a sudden, it made a lot of sense. Things were piercing me. Like, I'd read how Jesus lived and I'd see who I was, and they were so different, and that really started to hurt me. And so my life started changing really dramatically. Like, things as simple as like my language changed. I used to think when people would say like, gosh dang it, and like, oh, crud, I was like, that's just so weird. Why wouldn't you just say the cuss word? And that was sounded weird to me. And then all of a sudden, I knew Jesus, and cuss words sounded weird to me. I was like, why would you say that? Or why would you just say God's name in vain? Or did you just say Jesus? Like, it would spark something in me. So just little things like that started changing. I found my heart, like, softening towards my family and my friends. And the biggest thing was that as I read the Bible and as I read what Jesus claimed to be true, he said that he was the only way to the Father. And I was like, that is a bold claim. So you're telling me that every other world religion is a lie and every other world religion is like a work of Satan? I was like, that's bold. And I was like, man, but like the resurrection happened. Like, this is the truth. And so I realized I had this decision. Either I was gonna believe this and I need to tell everyone I know. Everyone I know, I looked at my family and they don't know Jesus. I looked at my friends, they don't know Jesus. I looked at my teammates, very few of them knew Jesus. And my heart was just broken. And so I felt like I had this choice. I was either going to love them and just go and share and obey and just live this life on fire for Jesus. Or I was going to say, I don't totally believe that. And as I investigated and as I started to really look into it, I knew this was the truth. And it was worthy of my life. And so shortly after that, I met Brennan, my husband, and we got married and moved here. And that has just been kind of what our life has been, meeting with college students and just sharing about the truth and love of Jesus. And so I really wanted to just ask you guys some questions to really consider and ponder. Because I know Monday, your guys' speaker, I know him well, and it sounds like it was this awesome, powerful talk that really made people just like, oh, think. And now you get to hear a story of how that's really played into someone's life. And now I want you guys to just think and process, is Jesus the Lord of your life? Is he in control, driving the car, making all the decisions, and are you in the backseat? Or do you just kind of know him? Do you know of him, or do you really, really know him, and have you surrendered your life to him? And I promise you that, like, just this posture of surrender and giving him your life is the most freeing, amazing thing in the entire world. Like, yes, parts are difficult, and it's like a hurt-so-good thing, like the song you guys were singing. Like, when I'm dying, like, I'm living, and that really is the truth. So I just want you guys to really think about, where am I today, and how is my relationship with God? Because it really does define every other part of your life. And for athletes and for anything that you're doing, it really gives you the freedom to be able to enjoy these things, these fruits that God's given us, without needing them to define who you are. And so with your sport, you know who you are in Jesus, and you have the freedom to compete without having the competition be everything. You can love your sport without needing your sport. You can love being in theater without needing theater to be everything to you. And so there is this freedom and power that comes with walking with Jesus. So I just want to take 1 minute of silence, and maybe less than a minute, but just have you guys think and really go to the Lord and say, where am I with Jesus? Is my life totally surrendered to him? Because what gets you from knowing of him or knowing him is an act of faith. Ephesians 2, 8 through 9 is, for by grace you have been saved through faith, not as an act of works. And so I want you guys to just take some moments of silence and do it with God, and then I'll close you guys in prayer. Father, we are just so thankful that you made a way, that you didn't just leave us in our sin, God, but that you sent your son to die so that we could live and live abundantly with you forever. God, we know that following you, that there's a cost and that there are parts of our life that we need to surrender to you. But God, we just know it's so worth it and that you are worthy of our lives. I ask that each student in this chapel, God, would know what it means to live a life full of purpose, that they would know that there's a God that created them very intentionally and purposefully, and that they would surrender their lives to you and just start their lives on mission for you. God, we love you so much. I ask a blessing over them for the rest of their days. In your name we pray. Amen.